Welcome to Let's Do It Radio, sponsored by doitallinthemall.com and to all worldwide listeners. By the special welcome to first-time listeners, this is your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Valco Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide, along with Reverend Rodney and Carolyn McCullough from Spread the Word Ministry out of Arlington, Texas, where all the entrepreneurs can be found under the client section on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. Black-owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Frazier out of Yakima, Washington, and it is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall of over 5,000 stores, which has been in business for over 13 years and has all your needs. You can visit the site and shop while listening to entertainment, all in the comfort of wherever you may be. You can make a difference worldwide. Take a tour and shop. Today is Wednesday, May 12, 2021, which is a special day for me because it is my 63rd birthday. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Anyway.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Welcome to Wednesday Bible Study on the topic of how to develop a powerful prayer life. Please join in on Bible study at 845-241-9985. And you heard Ms. Janet Schwartz, who is our retired teacher, and she teaches on Tuesdays with Keeping History Alive. Thank you for joining in with us today, Ms. Janet.
Thank you.
Where you can find all religious items, Bibles in all languages, religious charms, religious t-shirts, and religious gift shops with anointing oils and memorial shops, with more shops to come in the religious section of doitallinthemall.com. If you have a religious product and you would like to promote it, please fill out a contact form found on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
We are going to first hear a song, Prayer Changes Things, by Dietrich Haddon.
Oh, hey, 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 hey.
Yeah.
Can I sing like a feeling? I'm telling you, prayer.
Prayer.
It changes
things.
Somebody needs to know that.
Prayer.
It changes.
Y'all,
there was a mother crying all night long because of her daughter that ran away from home.
Ooh.
She said, why should I be crying when I know how to pray? Surely my God will make a way. When she got down on her knees and began to talk to the Lord, she heard a knocking,
a knocking at the door,
knocking at the door.
And when she answered, she said, who could it be?
It was
her daughter saying, Mama,
yes,
please forgive me. I'm telling you that prayer,
prayer,
it changes things.
I'm so glad that
Good now, y'all.
Well, the doctor said that he wouldn't make it through.
So he
called the family in to give them the bad news.
Ooh.
But the family said, no, we ain't gonna let him go. Cause we believe in God. We believe in miracles.
So
the family joined hands and they begin to pray and call on the name that's above every name.
Well,
just a few minutes later, the doctor came running in.
Doctor
knows your brother is gonna live.
Somebody needs to know.
Prayer.
It changes things.
Lord, power.
Yeah. In a hurry, in a hurry, you need to pray.
On your knees, God's gonna deliver. Right away,
it changes things.
Somebody needs to know.
Develop a powerful prayer life. And we will have prayer by is Reverend Rodney there? We will have prayer by Reverend Rodney.
Okay. Let's see. Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
we can.
All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you now for the blessings of this day. We thank you, O God, for allowing us to be gathering to study your holy word. Now we pray that all of our sins will be forgiven. We pray, God, that you will lead, God, and direct us, because we know that you always will. So we pray that you will allow all blessings to flow from heaven through us. Then, God, we pray that you would allow us not to be selfish and hold on to what you show us tonight, but that we will show others and teach others so that they can come into the full knowledge of who you are. Is as well. So we love you and we thank you and we honor you. We lift you up. We magnify you, O God, because you are so worthy of all of our praise. Again, we ask total forgiveness of all of our sins, O God, but we know that you and sin don't get along. So we pray that you would forgive our sins on tonight. Thank you again for this video station. Do it all in the mall. We pray, God, that you continue to bless it and allow shoppers to come from all over the world
thank
and continue
you,
to support it, O God.
Yeah.
We thank you for Inez and Ms. Sharon and all who are working so hard in the front ground and the foreground, in the background. We just pray that you bless their families in every generation. Again, I lift up Spread the Word Ministry and all of the ministries that are associated with Do It All in the Mall that comes on every week, oh God. I pray that you bless as only you can. Again, we thank you. Now open us up to
Amen.
Your word as we study it, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen again.
Amen. And now we would like to welcome our teachers for the evening, Reverend Carolyn and Rodney McCullough. It is in your hands.
Amen. We are so grateful, and we will pick up and cover much of what we have covered the last time. We even talked about the Lord's Prayer, so you're going to see that come up tonight in the lesson again. But in our overview of how to develop a powerful prayer life, we want you to understand that God's plan for us is for us to have hope and for us to prosper, be in good health, and have nothing but good things surrounding us. And so we want to have something called victorious living, and victorious living is accomplished only through prayer. We cannot have a victorious life without prayer. So we want to be serious about prayer. And I think when most of us come together, we are able to see that God works in mysterious ways. And even as Reverend Eric
yes,
reminded us this morning on giving us the word of the day for us this week. He gave us Colossians, the second chapter, verses 6 and 7, which said that if we are, since we have died in Christ and having given our lives to Christ, we can be victorious only by being built up in his word. And when we are built up in his word, we are able to pray his word back to him. And that's how he knows that we are built up in the word. When you know the word and you pray the word back to him, God has given us many promises. And we just let him know that you have said that we will be victorious. Mm-hmm. You have said that we can ask and it shall be received. Mm-hmm. You have told us that no weapons formed against us will prosper. And we're doing that in dialogue with God through Jesus Christ. And so since God is spirit, one cannot see God. One can only experience God's presence, particularly when we engage in prayer. The Westminster Dictionary of Theological Terms defines prayer as the human approach to God and addressing God in praise and adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication, and intercession. A consciousness of God's presence, love, direction, and grace may be experienced. And that is on page 216 of the Westminster Dictionary of Theological Terms. So it is a human approach to God, and we address God in praise, we address God in adoration, we address God in confession, we address God in thanksgiving, in supplication, and in intercession. And so we are involved in an intercessory prayer ministry that is provided by our Texas Conference and District. And I think Reverend Leo is the district leader for our intercessory prayer ministry. So we do it, spread the word ministry, do it for the intercessory prayer team on Wednesday mornings now at 7:30 in the morning. And this is where Reverend Eric came and encouraged us through the word this morning. And so that's what I'm saying. We already know that whatever God has for us, he's already got a prescription. And we need to work with the prescription as we are doing any and everything that we do in our Christian life for the Lord. So moving from that definition, do we have any questions concerning the definition that I just shared with you? The human approach is us in our humanness. We go to God and we address God in praise, prayer, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication, and intercession. And the intercession comes when we are petitioning God on behalf of someone else. And that is what we do in prayer. When people call you and say, pray for me, we go to God as an intercessor on behalf of that particular individual, and God will begin to move on behalf of the people that we are approaching him for. And again, the title of this study tonight is How to Develop a Powerful Prayer Life. How to develop a... We all know, and I've heard it said, even after Reverend Leal has prayed, I've heard it said that we, Reverend Leal can pray for me at all times. But Reverend Leal has the gift of intercessory prayer. And with her having gift of intercessory prayer, me, I can stand up bold-faced and say, I don't want anybody praying for me. I want a person praying for me who has a relationship with God and who can get my prayer through to God.
Amen.
And then I need to be able to get my own prayer through to God. So we're going to talk about that as we move forward. God's presence is experienced while we engage in the act of prayer. So when you're praying, you should feel the presence of God. Since God is spirit, we must approach God through prayer by transforming or connecting to the spiritual realm before we are able to feel God's presence. And we know that the word tells us that we need to pray with, in the spirit.
Amen.
Pray how, rather?
Mm-hmm.
In the spirit. Because the spirit makes intercession for us in Romans 8 and 26. It tells us that the Holy Spirit makes intercessions for us when we cannot make intercessions for ourselves. So you want to be able to feel God's presence. The act of transforming or connecting to the spiritual realm has to do with the human heart. Remember, we are flesh and we are spirit after we have given our lives to Christ. Just because I've given my life to Christ doesn't mean I can be rid of my spiritual, I mean, not my spiritual, my human self. So the human will stay with us at all times. What I have to do is pray, prepare myself. And I tell people all the time, you cannot just jump into the presence of God. You got to be ushered into the presence of the Lord. So sin in the heart will prevent us from being transformed or connecting to the spiritual realm. Remember, we say it all the time that God knows all, God sees all, and God already knows what's going on, so you might as well come clean with the Lord, because the Lord already knows what's going on in your heart. He knows what's going on in your mind. He knows what's going on in your own individual lives. So we want to make sure that we are coming clean with him, and that's where confession comes in. So sin in the heart will prevent us from being transformed or connected to the spiritual realm. Therefore, it is very important for us to seek forgiveness of our sins.
Amen.
Once true repentance has taken place and the human heart is humbled before God, we can enter into the spiritual realm with God. God's love is experienced by virtue of God making it possible through the death, burial, and resurrection of his only begotten son, Jesus the Christ. So the act of love made it possible for God to be reconciled, or for God to reconcile humankind back to God. And that is done through the forgiveness of sins. So when the Christian engages in prayer, it is through faith in Christ that our prayers are offered to God. And faith then becomes a variable a variable component of the Christian's prayer being answered. We cannot approach God and ask God for anything that we're not willing to walk in faith that he will answer. Now, how many of you believe that?
Faith that the prayer that
we are praying unto God will be answered, all right?
Yes.
Amen.
Any comments to this point? And then we're praying for God's direction. And God's direction is experienced through dependency upon God to answer or respond to the request made by the petitioner. So we're seeking God's direction, so we're depending upon God. We're coming to God with our questions, with our requests, and God is going to answer once we, through faith, let it be known that he will give us what he needs to give us. So we must, however, keep in mind that God's response could be what? Yes, no, or wait. God does not always answer our prayers right on the spot. Not saying he can't, but he wants us to know, yes, I'll answer you, no, I won't answer you, or maybe I want you to wait. So regardless of God's response, we must be willing to accept God's will for our lives, which means that God's answer is God's will for us. So when we're asking, we want to make sure that we're asking according to God's will. We do not want to just be asking for things that does not make sense. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Many of you have heard about the prayer of Jabez, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. The prayer of Jabez. Jabez prayed the prayer, and he asked the Lord to enlarge his territory. But the enlargement of his territory was for him to continue doing the will of God once his territory was enlarged. So anything that we're doing for God, God will grant us favor to get it done as long as we are doing it in the will of God. So Jabez's prayer was in the will of God. So if I'm praying and asking the Lord to enlarge my territory, but my will is not to do anything to help bring people to Christ, to help lead other people down the right road of righteousness, God may not answer that prayer. So I can't be asking for a prayer to be answered just so I can have what I want to have just for show. And I tell many people that when we look at what we have been experiencing through this coronavirus, we have seen that God made it possible for us to all be drawn closer to him. Have you not seen that happen?
Man, that's right.
And as
Amen.
He's made it possible for us to be drawn closer to him, us to be able to be dedicated to him and him alone. What did we find ourselves in? And still in a sinful state in many instances, still not doing the will of God. And the will of God, once you accept him as your Lord and Savior, we covered this, is that we are to be able to lead other people to Christ Jesus, right? Well, anything that does
Man.
Not put us in a position to lead others to Christ, we're not operating in the will of God. Because that's God's ultimate purpose for our lives. Questions, comments, discussion.
So far, so good. I have a comment. This is Janet.
Yes, please.
Just going back to the Holy Spirit interceding for us, I really, really appreciate that about God, because I get anxious during the day, you know, about certain things, and I start praying, and I just fumble around, and not sure if I'm doing a good job or not with prayer. And you know, you sometimes I question myself, am I prayer okay with God? Is it not okay? I don't know. And then just knowing, like you said, that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us and prays what we need on our behalf along with us, I'm just so grateful for that. That's what I want to say.
Amen. And that is a lot Amen. To be grateful for. And that is why
mm-hmm.
we want to come to him and not have any preconceived notions about anything, because God already knows what we stand in need of. He already knows who we are. He already knows what we're struggling with. So So we want to come clean with God. And that brings me to Isaiah 64:6. Isaiah 64:6. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like filthy cloth. So no matter how holy you think you are, we're all still standing in the need of prayer, and we're all having to be made clean with God, and the Lord will clean us up in all of our unrighteousness. So God's grace is at work in prayer, because none of us are worthy to approach God. So I don't care whether you're the bishop, the pope, the priest, the reverend, the pew member, whoever you are, you got to know that none of us are worthy. Hallelujah. And that is according to Isaiah 64:6. Did you hear me say that we have all become like one who is unclean? We were born unclean. And so just accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior doesn't mean that we have everything fixed, because every day when you live, you're going to be guilty of sin, be it overtly or covertly. We're all guilty of sin, and we have all fallen short of the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all have to come asking him to forgive us. So we want to make sure that we are experiencing God's grace. It's God's grace that we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. So before prayer is offered up to God, we must make ourselves right with God by asking God's forgiveness for our sins, and then we can continue in prayer. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Any comments there? I know that when we have been studying in the book of Exodus, we have seen how God took the time to clean up Aaron and Moses as they were leading the people, and all of the priests that worked with Aaron and Moses. And there was a long process in all of the garbs that they had to put on and everything, all of the gear that they had to put on. You just can't approach God any old way. You got to be cleaned up. So we need to make sure that all before our prayer is offered up to God, that we must make ourselves right with God by asking for forgiveness. And then we can continue in prayer. So if we got to do all of this before we can come right with God, we got to remember that we also got to remember that we cannot hold anything against others when we're going before God in prayer. So regardless to how prayer is defined, it is still the Christian's primary mode of communication with God. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that always got me was this: if you want to see the Christians take flight, let them know you are calling together a prayer meeting.
My goodness.
They will take flight. Mm-hmm. They won't show up.
Lord.
Christians don't want to pray.
My Lord, I wonder why.
Christians don't want to pray.
Why the Christians run prayer, and prayer is supposed to be the Christians' most important tool that we are using to fight the enemy.
Well,
that makes no sense for Christians to be running away from prayer.
But I believe it is because we have tried to serve him in our flesh and also be connected with him. We want to do it in the flesh and also spiritually. Mm-hmm. And you can't have both. You got to be clean and made holy before God. So only I know how I'm living, and I'm thinking that I can escape from God with how I'm living by not coming clean before God. But I have forgotten that God knows everything, and he knows all about me, And so I, like Janet, am so grateful that whatever it is, that we can take it to him, and he's right there to clean us up.
Mm-hmm.
So what is prayer? Prayer is communication of God, communication with God. And when we pray, we let Jesus into our hearts. We open the door of our hearts for Jesus to come in, as said in Revelation 3:20. Revelation 3:20 says, let me read it to you, and it sounds like this. Listen, I am standing at the door knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to you. Amen. And eat with you and you with me. So he's always mm-hmm. there with an open invitation, knocking, hallelujah, at the door saying, Carolyn, let me in. Rodney, let me in. Inez, let me in. Sharon, mm-hmm. let me in. Janet, let me in. Mm-hmm. Will, let me in. Eric, let me in. Eileen, let me in. I'm standing at the door knocking, hallelujah.
Come
Can
on.
You hear me knocking? Don't you hear me knocking? And while I'm knocking because I'm waiting for you to voluntarily open the door.
Right.
I'm just going to be knocking.
Right.
But if you don't open the door, I will not come in.
That's it.
But if you open the door, I will come in, and I will do what it says. It says, I will sit sup with you and you with me. So we can have so many things that God has already mm-hmm. promised us, but if you don't open it up, like I've said before, God has given us the gift, and if we don't open the gift, it's just an unopened box.
That's right.
That does us no earthly good. But he says here that if you open the door, I will come in, and I will be there with you. And let me just read it again. Revelation 3:20. Mm-hmm. And Revelation 3:20, I'm reading it one more time because you heard me knock. Can y'all hear me knocking?
Yes.
Can y'all hear me knocking? This is how God feels when he's just at the door knocking and we ignore it. Y'all haven't said anything. Y'all haven't said, stop, Reverend Carolyn, stop knocking. Stop knocking. But he said what? Listen, I am standing at the door knocking. If you hear mm-hmm. my voice and open the door, I will come into you and eat with you and you with me. So all we got to do is open up the door. And when we're going through, even when we are initiating prayer with God, we can go to God and say, Lord, I am here, and I'm standing at this door, and I'm getting ready to open the door. I want you to come in.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to fill with your Holy Ghost. I want you to hear my prayer, and I want you to deliver me from all of this evil that is surrounding me. I want you to empower me with everything I need. So prayer is letting Jesus know what our needs are, and I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. Find John 14:13. You may ask for anything in my name, and I will do it. And Reverend Rodney is getting ready to find John 14:13. God through Jesus stands ready. Okay, go ahead on and read it for
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. That's
so
the King
God
James Version.
Through Jesus stands ready and willing to answer our prayers. Does not that sound like he's
mm-hmm.
ready to answer our prayers?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes. But God through Jesus stands ready and willing to answer our prayers. However, answered prayers are
mm-hmm.
also what? Conditional. It's conditional.
Mm.
And when I say it's conditional, God tells us what he wants us to do
mm-hmm.
in order for us
mm-hmm.
to receive what it is that he has for us. And
mm-hmm.
so he said what? And I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. So we're letting him know what we need. So all you got to do, you may ask for anything in my name, and I will do it. God, through Jesus, is ready to answer. But you can't just stand at the door and be waiting to do anything, thinking he's going to bless you any kind of way when you are not living a pure life. Amen?
Right.
Amen. Yeah. And also,
and you got to be willing. You got to be willing to go to him and ask him for forgiveness. This is why we need to ask forgiveness shortly after we have given adoration and praise to him. Reverend Leo, you had a statement?
Yes, I was going to add to that and say that we also need to be in his will when we're asking. Whatever we're asking for should be in his will. And if it's in his will, and we know it's in his will, he will definitely give it to us.
Yeah.
And that is what my grandmother taught us to pray. She taught us to say, Lord, if it is your will, when we're praying unto God, if it is your will, grant this, that, or the other. And we will not know what his will is if we don't know his word, because where is his will contained?
That's right.
In his word.
That's
so because we are Christians and because prayer is an important tool or weapon that we use to have our prayers answered, we want to make sure that we are praying according to the will of God. So don't get it twisted. You can't... You can be praying and asking for a new car, but if the new car is not in the will of God, if the car is just for you to ride around and be selfish and not try to help other people with getting a ride to where they need to be, I'm not real sure that's in the Lord's will. And you know how we do.
Right.
We get a home, we get cars, we get jobs, we get clothes, and we don't want to share these things with people. But the word of the Lord says that we are to love our neighbors as ourselves. And if my neighbor needs a ride, I need to be trying to help get my neighbor a ride, right?
Amen.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
Right.
But the God we serve will give my neighbor a car also, so the neighbor can start experiencing helping somebody else when they need a ride.
That's right.
Right.
So God, through
That's
Jesus,
right.
stands ready and willing to answer our prayers, however answered prayers are conditional. Now, let me hear your comments about our prayers being conditional. Do you agree with me or do you disagree with me?
I agree with you.
They have to be conditional because we can ask for some stuff that's not in the will of God and we're not going to get it. We can be living like who shot John asking the Lord, we're not going to get it. We have to live a certain way. We have to believe a certain way. We have to do certain things.
Right, that's right.
Okay.
We can look at it in the sense of a natural parents and us being parents as well. We love our children, but if that little rascal I got is the baddest little kid in the classroom or the baddest little kid on the block, now I still love that little bad boy because he's mine, but everything he asked me for, I may not give it to him.
Yeah.
Until he changes his behavior. And that could be how God sees us sometimes. He loves us. He don't love the things we do. He don't love sin, but he loves us for who we are. And until we come closer, drawing closer, we may not get some of the things that we are asking God for in prayer. I like to look at it that way.
So prayer gives Jesus permission to resolve our problems for us. When Jesus was raised from the grave by God, Jesus stayed with us for an additional, I think it was 20 days, and then he ascended into heaven. And when he ascended into heaven, he went and he sat on the right hand of God. And there he sits today, interceding for us with God on our behalf. So God's desire is for us to be in communion and fellowship with him. And this communion takes place through what? Prayer. It helps us to initiate communication with God. So not understanding how the Christian would run from prayer meeting, and y'all don't have to take my word. Just think about the prayer meetings that you've experienced. How many have you experienced where you saw the church was full, where people was ready to experience prayer? And what Rodney and I did was we started attaching the first 30 minutes to an hour of the Bible study with prayer. And you know what the people started doing? Coming when the Bible study got started. So this is nothing new with God. God already knows our heart. He already knows we are not desirous to be in his word, to study his word, and to learn all we need to learn about him. Any comments?
Well, I'm just struck by. I'm just struck by that part where you said that you and Reverend Rodney would start out with prayer, what, the first hour or so, and then have the Bible study, and then people would not show up until the. I'm just struck by that. You're right when you say that prayer shows a lot about someone. I don't know. Maybe this was not your point, but prayer does reveal a lot about a person in their life, if that makes sense.
It does. It does. And prayer, intercessory prayer, is a gift. It's a calling. And so not everybody has a desire or heart to pray for people. This is why when somebody says to you, pray for me, we want to make sure that you stop and pray for them at that point. Because your intentions may be to pray for them later on, but if you forget to pray for them, then you miss the mark as well.
And sometimes people are afraid to pray in public or afraid to pray out loud. And I believe sometimes people just don't come for fear of being asked to pray, or they just don't know what to expect. And I always try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to find a reason. I'm trying to find a reason why they would choose to not come to prayer. But I do know and believe that there are a lot of people who are uncomfortable praying aloud or in public. And when they come, they may think that that's what they have to do. And that's, I'm stretching it. I'm stretching it to trying to give people the benefit of the doubt. But
well, and I think I appreciate your looking out for the people, but we need to call what do they say?
Spade a spade.
The spade a spade. And if people are running away from prayer, we have not gotten what God's desire is for us. And I am a firm believer that God has allowed us to be in a position where we are able to do what? We are able to communicate with God more reverently. We are able to be in his presence more because he fixed it to wherein you couldn't go and be in a building and get lost in the midst of all of these thousands of people. Nobody can die for us. Nobody can build a relationship with God for us. We are the only person who can do that, and that's only done by our willingness, hallelujah, to engage into a personal relationship with God. And this is why when people first give their lives to Christ, we want to help them do everything they can to make sure that they are in communion, fellowship, and prayer with God. And because it is up to us to initiate that communication with God. We're still talking about how to develop a powerful prayer life. And anything that we do it's not worth it if it's not going to be beneficial to us, right?
That's right.
So there's no need in me praying if I can't get all of the benefits from God as I'm seeking and desiring. So when I pray and I ask the Lord to do something, I expect God to move because of who I am.
Right.
I expect God to move because of what he said he would do for me in his word. So prayer is none other than thanking God for all of the many things that God has done. And in my development of my personal relationship and prayer life with God, I've learned that I need to be thanking God for all of the small things. Thank you, Lord, for the air that I'm breathing. I don't have to be breathing clean air. I don't have to be breathing air at all. It is by his grace that I'm able to even be breathing. And it is because of his Holy Spirit that he has given me what? Breath. So thank him for all the little things. Lord, thank you for electricity. Lord, thank you for a house to live in. Lord, thank you for a car to drive. Irregardless to whether I'm driving a hoopty or a Mercedes, it doesn't matter if it's going from point A to point B. I still need to be thanking God because I'm getting where I need to go, right? Amen.
Right. That's right.
So nothing should be done without prayer. Nothing should be done without prayer. Colossians 4, 2 through 3. As disciples of Christ, Colossians 4, 2 through 3 tells us to continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving, and pray also that God may open to us a door for the word to declare the mystery of Christ. So when we are building a foundation that's based on the word of God, this is what Colossians 4, 2, and 3 is telling us to do. Can you read that for us?
Colossians 4,
2 and 3.
2 and 3. Devote yourself to prayer, keeping alert in it with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray for us as well that God will open to us a door for the word, that we may declare the mysteries of Christ, for which I am in prison, so that I may reveal it clearly as I should. That's through verse 4.
Okay.
2 through 4.
This means we should always pray. Never cease to pray. Praying
pray without ceasing.
Diligently with thanksgiving for self and for others. So, you know, it doesn't mean that we are supposed to be praying all the time, but we should assume what? An attitude of prayer. Have your heart fixed on Jesus and have your mind stayed there, and he will be able to do some things for us. Amen? Any other comments there?
Amen.
All right, now I want you to write down, get you a pen and a paper. Remember I told you that we will go back to what we started out with, the Lord's Prayer? And I told you that the Lord's Prayer had all the components of prayer. There are seven components of prayer. And the seven components of the Lord's Prayer, or the model prayer, is what we want to be praying whenever we're praying. And number one, the first thing we want to do is have the prayer of adoration. And that is where it says, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. We're given praise and honor and glory to the Lord's name, right? And then we look to number two, divine intervention. Divine intervention, thy kingdom come. And the submission, we enter into submission, thy will be done. And then we go into the provision, give us this day our daily bread. And then we go into forgiveness. Forgive us our debts. And number six, we go into guidance and deliverance. Lead us not into what? Temptation. Number seven, then we go into praise. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. What? Amen. So that is praise. So the seven components of prayer is adoration, divine intervention, submission, provision, forgiveness, guidance, and deliverance, and praise. And we don't want to ever stop doing those forms of prayer. We don't want to ever have
okay,
a prayer
Reverend
without
Carolyn.
Having all of the components included. Yes, ma'am.
That was way too fast. We did not do that in no shorthand. So you're going to have to slow down just a tad bit so we can get everything in there.
Should I call on the head teacher, Ms. Janet, to whip y'all in shape? Should I call in on Ms. Janet to whip y'all in shape? All right. I was talking about the seven components of prayer, right? Seven components
right.
of the Lord's Prayer, but these seven components
right.
needs to be in all prayers that we are praying unto God.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I told you, don't ever let somebody tell you that the Lord's Prayer is not a good prayer that you should be praying anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the first one,
right.
so number one is adoration. Number one,
right.
adoration, A-D-O-R-A-T-I-O-N, adoration. Number two is divine intervention. Number two, divine intervention.
Got it.
I-N-T-E-R-V-E-N-T-I-O-N. Number three is submission. Submission. Remember, we have to submit our will to the will of the Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number four
yes.
is provision. Asking the Lord to what? Provide for us. Provision.
Mm-hmm.
And number five is forgiveness. Asking the Lord to forgive us for any sins that we have committed against another and or against God. And number six, guidance
mm-hmm.
and deliverance. Number six, guidance and deliverance. We're asking the Lord to lead us, not to what? Temptation. Not allow us to be led into evil. Amen. And number seven is praise. We take some time to give the Lord praise and thanksgiving for what the
Man.
Lord has done for us. Amen. Are all of you in agreement?
Amen.
Think about your prayer. Start your
Amen.
Prayer with giving adoration to God.
Amen.
Then move to divine intervention, asking the Lord's will to be done for your life. And the submission, hallelujah, is, I'm sorry, the Lord's will as it relates to his kingdom coming here on this earth, or his will being unveiled here on this earth. And submission, your will being submitted to the will of God, and provision that he will make all the provisions that you need. Lord, please provide a way of escape for me. Please provide a place for me to live. Lord, please provide for my financial needs. Lord, please provide. We don't get to provision just right at the front of the prayer, so we don't want to start our prayer by
mm-hmm.
saying, Lord, you know I need a new car today. You don't want to just jump right there. You want to do all of the other components before you get to your provision.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ask him to forgive you and any debts that you have incurred. And then you ask for your guidance and deliverance, asking him to lead and guide you, not into temptation, but also lead and guide you down the right path of righteousness. And then you want to end your prayer with thanking him for answering
mm-hmm.
the prayer and for all of the provision that he's already made. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We are still talking about how to develop a powerful prayer life. So now we're going to talk a little bit about types of prayer. How are we doing on time?
Good. It is. We have, it's 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
7 o'clock.
Yeah, Reverend Carolyn?
Yes, ma'am.
I have to go. I've got another commitment. But I really, really appreciate what you said about the Lord's Prayer and the parts of prayer, that all of these things that we can look into and know that this whole prayer just covers everything about how our prayer
mm-hmm.
life should be. I appreciate that.
Oh, you are so welcome. Thank God. We mm-hmm. want you to be victorious in your prayer life, as I want to be victorious in mine, and others want to be victorious in theirs. So we're thanking you for that. Now, what we will do, if we're good, we can go ahead on and end the study here, and then we can pick up with the types of prayer the next time. How do you all feel about all of that?
Amen.
Let me take some prayer requests. Okay, do we have any prayer requests tonight?
Pray for Sharon and her strength, just her strength. Pray one, each and every one of us. Pray
okay.
for my friend James Stevens III.
Okay,
and it's
James.
H-E-N-S.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Anybody else?
And pray for a bereaving family. Yes. I don't know what her last name is. All I know is Miss Jerry. She passed away. This lady passed away. A few people passed away, actually. So just pray for all the bereaving families.
Okay.
There's been quite a few in the family that I know, and then just a few of my friends. So thank you.
Anybody
and you can
else?
Pray for me. Me. Today is my birthday, my 63rd birthday, and so I need all the prayers and supplication I can get.
Amen. Well, happy belated birthday. No, it's not belated. It's on the day. Happy birthday.
No, it's not late. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So we're going, after
you.
We pray, we will sing happy birthday to you. Anybody else got any other prayer requests? Want to pray for Reverend Eric and what God is doing in his life and how he's healing?
Amen.
So we thank God for what he's doing for him. Anybody else? Okay. So now, Reverend Rodney, Reverend Leal, are y'all ready to pray? Sister Ali? Amen. We want to give the Lord adoration. We want to pray the sample model prayer. With adoration, divine intervention, submission, provision, forgiveness, and praise. And then we will lift up these individuals. All right? So, Sister Leal, you think you can do that?
All right. I can try.
All righty. Nothing beats a failure but a try. Praise God. Let's do it.
Hey.
Just, Lord, as we come today, we come just thanking you, oh Lord God, asking you to forgive us of our sins and give us a clean heart, asking, dear Lord, that you will renew your spirit within us, that you'll give us your great spirit and restore the joy of your salvation. Come, dear Lord God. We are your children, and you have told us and taught us to come to you, to come to your throne boldly, find that help and grace in the time of need. So we stand before you again this day. We stand before you because you are Almighty God. You are the God that sits high and looks low, who has made heaven his throne and earth his footstool. You are the God, oh Lord God, of those that is on this line, hallelujah. And you are the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. You are our maker and our creator, hallelujah. You are the sustaining God. Oh, yes, you are.
Yes,
you are the God above all, God, the only true and living God. Yes, you are, Lord. Oh, and we just come giving you praise today, giving you glory.
Thank you.
Honor, Lord God. We bless your holy name. For you, oh Lord
yes,
God, are worthy. Oh, yes, you are. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you are worthy.
Oh,
be
yes, man.
Yes, you are.
For your worthiness, we worship you for your faithfulness. We worship you for your grace. We worship you, oh, hallelujah, for your faithfulness.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you.
But not faithful. Oh, Father God, you are still faithful to us. We worship you, for you are worthy. You are worthy. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. We thank
yes,
you.
You are.
Spirit, the teacher has said that your spirit makes intercession for us. But we know not.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord, that we don't have to formulate in our minds ahead of time, but that your spirit, hallelujah, makes intercession. Your spirit speaks on our behalf.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, we do. We ask you, Lord, that you will look down upon all that have lost loved ones. We ask you, oh God, that you will show to them your mercy. Show them your grace. Let them feel your presence. Oh, Lord, help them to know that you are with them and that you will not leave them. We ask, Lord God, in Jesus. Lord God, say it. Oh, Lord, what we ask in your son's name, you would grant it to us. And so, Lord God,
we know
that when we lose our loved ones, that tears come, that your word has said they only come for a night. Oh, thank you, Lord, and joy comes in the moment.
So
I ask that you will send forth your joy. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for our needs this evening. We thank you that you have
finished
another year. Oh, hallelujah to
thank you, Lord.
We pray, Lord, that during this new year in her life that she will go closer to you, that you will elevate her a little bit more and cause that desire to go forward towards you just a little bit more. That you will be able to use her in a greater level. Oh, hallelujah. We
bless her being.
And that, oh, Father God, that he too, oh, yes, will work out his soul's salvation, oh, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to do all of us in the name of Jesus. Oh, we don't want to miss heaven, Lord. And we don't want to come home. We want heaven to be our eternal home. Oh, yes, we do.
Yes,
so I pray, Lord, that you will be with everybody on this line tonight. That you will give
us that desire.
Increase it within us, Lord God, whereby we will take the time to spend time with you. We will take the time to build that relationship with you, Lord. Oh, have mercy on us this evening. And we ask the Lord to be with Reverend Allen and Reverend Rodney, Edgeware Ministries, that you will grow them in grace. Grow them up, Lord. Thank you for what you've already done in their lives. I thank you, Lord. I thank you so very much for them.
And I ask that you
continue, Lord God, to bless and keep them. Bless them as they go out. Are they all over the place trying to tend to the sick, tend to the bereaved, to take their busy, Lord. So bless them as they come in. We ask it in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Oh,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you for Jesus.
Amen.
I truly do
thank you, Lord.
But without Calvary, none of this would be possible today. We could not build a relationship. We could not even have a relationship with you. So I thank you for Calvary, Lord. And I thank you for Jesus bidding this in his name. Let us all say amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Ms. Inez. We appreciate you. And as you
allow us to, now
we want to make sure that everybody is saved on the line. Is there anybody listening who'd like to give their life to Christ tonight? Is there anybody listening who would like to give their lives to Christ tonight? We want you to give your life to Christ. Everything we do is about soul saving, and we pray that we will have people to come make their confession unto God and to give their life to Christ and start a new life with Christ. Amen. Is there anybody who'd like to do that?
Amen. And I'm going to give out the number in case somebody wants to call in. It's 845-241-9985 if you want to call in for prayer, special prayer, or want to give your life to God. You know, the lines are open for you to contact us or, you know, through the contact us information on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. You're more than welcome to complete that form as well. So Bible study is every other Wednesday. So what you heard this evening is will be continued on in 2 weeks, and that is how to develop a powerful prayer life. And we want to do that because prayer, if we don't have anything else, we can at least lift our heads and our hands and our hearts up to God and ask, you know, for prayer, because it don't cost nothing to pray. It don't hurt to pray.
Amen.
And you just have to say something simple. Pray for me. You know, Jesus, pray for me. It doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out prayer.
Yes, ma'am. When we come back again, we will begin talking about the types of prayer.
Okay.
So we're going to be talking about praise and thanksgiving, prayers of confession, prayers of petition, prayers of intercession, and we will be talking about meditation, hallelujah, and why all of the prayer types are essential, and then we're going to break it down and talk about how to pray. Amen?
Amen.
And by the time we get to that point, you already know how to pray. Praise God. And I thank you, Reverend, for following the model. Bless your name today.
Amen.
Because the Lord is worthy to be praised. And so we will continue on our journey down the road. And if anybody feels they need to call in or ask questions or whatever, please do that. We hope you will not hear too much noise in the background. God is good.
That's okay. Doing what you need to be doing. We good. We all ought to be making noise now with Zoom meetings and this and that and everything else. We should be accustomed to everything around us.
I hear you.
But nobody has called in. Nobody has called in. So we appreciate all of
happy
you listeners out there. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, worldwide
happy
listener, for wishing me happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ryan. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you.
I have to hit this, but he's still going. May God bless you.
Bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise God.
Thank you to everybody.
Be blessed.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I will now. I'm even more blessed. I had a prayer for Sister Lil. I had how to develop a powerful. If I don't get blessed, something's wrong with me. So I know I'm blessed. And highly favored, so I'm good.
That's right.
I'm good. He kept me this
check
far. He's going to keep me
so
some
I can
more.
Send you a card.
Excuse me?
Text me your address so you can get a card.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Okay, blessings to you. Thank you. I will do that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Be safe on your trips and stuff.
All right.
Thank you, everybody who joined us today.
God bless.
When your heart feels like it's breaking because of what you've been doing.
Because he hears you when you cry. He'll wipe every tear from your eyes. Oh, pray. What's the point of your despair? Cause all of life's broken pieces, God is the one who really cares. And when your Lord gets too heavy, I'll go behind the closed door and lay it all before the master, and you'll come out lighter than before. If you ask and believe in that name, you shall receive. Just call Jesus if you would. You're gonna find him working it out for your good. Prayer, I pray, yeah.
Changes things.
It really changes things.
I know prayer.
I dare you to try him.
Changes things.
It will change things.
When it feels like hope is gone.
It's all gone.
And you can't keep holding.
Don't give up on God.
Prayer.
Oh, prayer.
Changes things.
When you can't see the light of day. Hey, yeah.
When you can't see the light of day.
Always remember, he's never too far away. He's right there. Even when you feel all hope is gone.
When you feel all hope is gone.
Be strong.
Be strong.
Not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
This has been your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Falco Design, broadcasting to you worldwide. Your Bible study teachers for the evening have been Reverend Carolyn and Rodney McCullough of Spread the Word Ministry out of Arlington, Texas. And you're listening to Let's Do It Radio, found on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, which has been in business for over 13 years and is Black-owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Frazier, and is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall providing over 5,000 stores, which we earn a commission on qualified purchases, which goes back to your communities and not into our pockets. The more you shop, the more funds we build, where your money matters, as it goes back into the community. We make Black lives better as well as making all lives matter all at the same time, making a difference by shopping worldwide. So take a tour and shop every time you need something. Amen, amen, and amen again. Donations are welcome, as you will find a donate button on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. So please share all of your social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and so on and so forth. And as we end this episode, we learned in Bible study about how to develop a prayerful prayer, a powerful prayer life. And we will be studying this topic for a while. So please join us in a couple of weeks to get the full effect. Please have a blessed Wednesday evening, and we look forward to you joining us on the next Let's Do It episode of Bible Study. I just want to thank you for all that the Lord has done for us, done for me, done for we. We just need to send prayers up for those troublesome times, and need for the Lord to supersede, intercede, take over, send down your love and your angels. Amen. Thank you, Lord. From me to you.
Father God, I am just learning how to pray. Bear with me. First, I thank you for the life of everyone that's here with me. Then I thank you for the love you give me. Why? I don't know. I don't deserve it, and it hurts inside. Many a nights I cried and called your name out loud, but didn't call you when I was doing good, too proud. And still you gave me love. I wasn't used to that. Most of the people that gave me love ended up taking it back. That's something new to me. So I'm asking you for time to adjust. Let me make it there. I will be one you can trust. What I stand for, I put my life on. I do. I guess what I'm asking is, show me how to stand for you. And I will rap for you, sing for you, reach for you, preach for you, teach for you. I will love you like you love me, unconditionally. And I will always be prepared for whatever the mission will be. Give the nutrition to me, and I'll properly digest it. And when I give it back, I will show you word well invested. And whenever I go, before I go, let me give. Thanks to you, Lord, for my birth, for every day that I've lived. You gave me a love most of my life I didn't know was there. I give you my life because you cared. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. You write your own prayers.
And that was DMX and his first prayer. So that was really inspirational to me when I heard it. This next song is Pray For Me by Kirk Franklin.
Pray for me. I'm afraid that I'm about to lose it all. Pray for me. I don't need gravity for tears to fall. I've done I already know. Will you love me if I'm dirty and I've lost my way? Till the blood has washed me white and I'm no longer gray. If I don't meet your approval, will you let me stay and pray for me? Pray for me.
Dietrich Haddock, it's Sinner's Prayer.
A Sinner's Prayer. A Sinner's Prayer. A Sinner's Prayer. A sinner's prayer.
All those past sins, but I know
all have sinned and come short of His glory, yeah. I'm just glad I'm still here to tell my story.
We ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.
Have a good evening, and thank you for the birthday wishes. Amen.